The following Toku podcast to contain spoilers from both past and present tokusatsu, anime, manga, movies and other related media. If you do not wish to be spoiled, we suggest turning off the podcast now. Otherwise, please enjoy the show.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Toku podcast, the show about shows you've never... I don't remember how it goes. This is why AJ usually does it. Speaking of, this is Jay, and with me is Sir Nemet.
Hello!
As you probably guessed, AJ is not here. He's off doing whoever the hell knows what. Probably stuck playing Kingdom Hearts, knowing him. Which is a shame, because we're here talking about his favorite show ever, the 90s Guyver anime.
Specifically, a pair of sets of OVAs that came out in 89 and 92.
Yeah, the two 90s OVAs put together 12 episodes each, got released in the 90s.
Well, 12 episodes total.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said, 12 episodes total. Good old manga entertainment. I'm pretty sure they're bankrupt now, right? I don't remember. I forgot to look that up.
I don't know. Somebody bought them, I think, a while ago. Probably Funimation, because they bought everybody.
They don't make anything anymore. That's true. They don't make anything anymore anyways, so that should tell you enough. Yeah, this is a fucking treat and a half. I know AJ was incredibly excited when we got it put on the wheel, and then when it got picked last week, so I'm a little disappointed he's not here, because I'm sure it would have been fun, but, well, we'll just have to fill it in for him, so,
When he's editing, he can enjoy it vicariously through us. Now, I don't know about you, but, this was my first time seeing this. I'd seen little clips of the, the live action, and I'm sure I've seen GIFs and stuff of this series, or the later one, or whatever. But, no, this was my first time with this series.
Yeah, same here. I'd seen a little bit of the manga. I know it's... I might get into it a little later, but the manga is kind of impossible to get into. I heard a little bit of the 2000s show, didn't watch it. Yeah, this is more or less my first real experience, but I knew about the character. I mean, obviously, I've heard of the live-action one, seen bits of it, but... First real full experience with the series.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a decent way to get into the series. It tells you enough, doesn't really bog you down too much details, at least in the first half there, but...
Yeah.
It's nice and simple. Simple and clean. When you walk away. Sorry, that was an obligatory one. Future AJ, you can make fun of me for that if you want to. Yeah, it's hard to talk about, really, because it's so insane.
Yeah, it's a little bit nuts, but the first set of OVAs, the 1989 set of six episodes, is just, it's perfect. It's exactly what you want out of a short series. It gives you everything that you need. There's no filler, and you get a decent resolution at the end of that. It's perfect. It's pretty clear with the second set they were trying to set up something more, as if they were sure they were going to get, the rest of the manga done into screenplay and animated for, more direct-to-video releases, but that didn't happen. So
the second half of the two OVAs is, it's a pretty significant step down in quality in pretty much every way. The voice acting and music's still good, although the music's mostly recycled from the first one there. The animation in the first half, absolutely gorgeous.
Oh yeah.
It not only is the still stuff looks really good, really well drawn, very good detail in it, very fluid animation. It's clear they had a pretty decent budget for it. Lots of really nice shading and special effects and stuff like that. You can tell this was made in the late 80s, early 90s, because they abused the fuck out of the old strobe light effects. And now I remember why they stopped letting these be a thing.
yeah.
Much like they used to say in the old anime, you know, don't sit too close to the TV and, you know, make sure you have lights on, kids, because it's not going to be a fun one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the animation all around is just, it's really, really well detailed. Comparing it to a couple bits from the manga that I've seen, it's pretty accurate, not super accurate. It's different enough where it kind of stands on its own, but it manages to capture the overall detail and, I don't necessarily want to say realism, but just kind of effort put into the manga.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything from the manga, but it sounds like you're basically saying it really does sort of capture the feel and the style of it fairly well.
Yeah, it takes a couple liberties. I think comparing the character designs, they're somewhat different. I'm not too well versed with the manga there, but it's a little less detailed in the character faces from what I recall, but it's not bad. It's just it's a little more simplified, I guess I could say.
That's not such a bad thing.
Yeah. Speaking of simplified though, second half is oh boy, is this bad. It is awful.
Yeah, it was pretty clear that they did not have a whole lot of budget to spend on the animation, and they sure didn't spend it.
Yeah, there's a lot of still moments where you can tell it's like they did like a quick drawing and never looked back, because there's like very glaring flaws that it's like they hold on for several seconds. It's like, how did nobody notice this? But also it like I can understand and like, oh, when it's like a bit in between frame, or it's like something that's only on screen for like a second or two, all right, that's fine, who really cares? But when you got it on screen not moving and focusing on it for several seconds at a time, I don't know what the hell they were thinking there. Like,
they had time to fill and they did not have money to fill it. It's really the only explanation, but
there's a lot of filler, there's a lot of repeated animation, a lot of still frames, people just kind of like talking, you know, it's more like your average like TV anime kind of quality, where there's a lot of, it's just not as good.
Yeah, there was one moment specifically that I really think of when I think about just the poor quality control done on the second half. It was when Sho was fighting the, oh, what was it? Two of the lost ones? Was that what they were called?
Oh, yeah, the lost, I think they were called the lost numbers, or like the lost unit or something.
Yeah.
Lost something, rather. I don't remember.
Yeah, the defective Zoonoids. And the one of them looks like a Guyver unit, but isn't. There is, at one point, at one second he's being held by the one that's like all vines and shit or whatever, but then the next moment he's just standing there facing off against him.
Yeah.
And then he's back in the vines. It's not like for a split second or anything, it's on there for a palpable amount of time.
Yeah, it's like a I don't know, it's like mod or like plant mod. It was like something that like it could shapeshift and like grow and like cover people. It's like it kept coming between a moment where it's like Guyver standing there, it's like it's covered up to his like neck, and then he's just like, oh, he's got some vines wrapped around him, and it keeps cutting back and forth. It's like, come on guys, a little consistency here. Like, I get you don't have the money or the time, but like, come on, man, come on.
Yeah, that was no pretty effort. Strange.
No quality control.
But you know, overall, end to end, we had, well, I mean, now that I think of it, we had a pretty boring protagonist. Fairly standard for the stuff, sort of stuff that we're into. Not that interesting, yeah, but... Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he's... I'm sure he gets more interesting later on in the series, but from what we got, he's kind of static. The only real depth he gets is that... So he gets the powers, and this whole thing is like, oh, I don't want to know, you know, my not-girlfriend, I don't want her to know I'm a monster, like, and shit like that. And then that gets resolved pretty much instantly, and she's more or less fine with it. And he's like, all right, well, then there's my character arc done, basically. And then he kind of just spends the next, like, 9 or so episodes just kind of bumming around.
Yeah.
They try to make another arc of the same kind during the second half, and it falls flat. And I'm sure that's something the manga did better, but it's just why even bother?
Yeah,
why even bother? Because it doesn't really even affect the plot too much.
Yeah,
not really, at least. Yeah, it's not, like we said, the second half is just not as good.
Yeah, yeah. With you're talking about the thing with his father, right?
Yeah, yeah, they make a thing where, you know, his father, spoilers, obviously, dies. Well, he accidentally kills his dad. And long story there, his dad was a monster, he was berserk, whatever the hell. And then he just kind of forgets that he killed his dad, and then he remembers again, and it was kind of a waste of time. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was really stupid. It didn't really benefit or hinder anything at all. It just kind of existed.
Yeah, it's something that would have benefited from, well, first off, the audience having more of a connection with his father. Like, he didn't show up till the second set of OVAs, and
yeah, he wasn't even mentioned in the first half either.
Yeah, it was very brief. It was when his friends were over taking care of him. And he said, "It's just me and my dad here, and that's it."
Oh yeah, that's right.
We didn't see him or anything. He was just not there. But then suddenly he gets thrown in at the start of what is effectively the second season, to die, and like, oh my god, I saw that coming a mile away as soon as his not girlfriend and his dad got put in that cell. It's just like, they're gonna do that.
It was pretty obvious, because it's like they already made the monster of the girlfriend. It's like, well, they're not gonna do it again, so obviously it's gonna be the dad.
Yeah. But
overall. The story is pretty decent. It's rather standard, you know. Kid finds an alien thing, becomes a superhero, more or less, has to fight shady secret organization of monsters. I'm sure, again, the story gets a little bit more into detail, and it's a little bit more interesting in the manga. Here, it's pretty basic. You get enough of what you need to know. It doesn't really drag you down too much with the details. You get a brief exposition dump in the first couple episodes, and it just kind of, all right, now here's the action, here's the fun, who cares? I'm sure it's the second half goes way, way overload with the exposition dumping. A lot of stuff that we would have already known by that point. I'm sure that was just for if you didn't watch the first one, although why would you watch the sequel first? I don't know why. Either way. But it kills the time, and as we said, yeah, overall... Jesus, I'm fucking exhausted. So, I guess we'll just, you know what, I'm not good at the hosting thing.
It's Jesus. Okay.
I see why Andrew does it.
I've got there was something I wanted to bring up that I noticed. Now, our last episode for our loyal listeners was all about Shin Kamen Rider Prologue.
Yeah.
If you watch that And then you watch the first 6 episodes of this OVA, you're going to notice a lot of similarities. Shin cribbed pretty heavily from this. From the opening of that that garage door, like it was a tin can, to just the type of fighting and violence in this, it feels like they saw this and were like, ooh, there's a lot of good ideas here, let's try it, and then failed.
Yeah, it's very thematically similar too, in terms of like a lot of the designs and the concepts and the lore, almost, I kind of want to say, not really. I mean, I'm sure if Shin went on, I'm pretty sure they would have introduced some crazy shit about, oh, ancient aliens and monsters, and, you know, we created humans as a weapon, and then the Zoanoids, they're like mutant, not humans or some shit. I don't fucking remember.
Human-esque.
It's pretty
human-ish.
Zany.
Kind of human.
Zany. Yeah, it's pretty zany.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's not really focused on, it's not too important during the OVAs. It's more just a backdrop and excuse for the cool alien body armor superhero fighting weirdo monsters. The story's there just enough for you to get interested, and it just kind of sets its side. And it's like, you don't really care that much. I can understand. Yeah.
Yeah, and for sets of 6 episode OVAs, that's pretty much what you want. You're not going to have a lot of fluff. It's going to be mostly meat, and that's great.
Yeah. Damn it. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. All of the characters are pretty good. The main character of Sho, like you said, he's kind of blank slate, but he's good enough as a, you know, fairly relatable main character. You know, nothing really too special there. His friends are rather one note there, and a lot of the villains are kind of one note too. Although there's one guy, the third Guyver, he gets the most development, I'd say. He's probably the most interesting of the characters there.
Yeah, Agato.
Mostly because he's got like a personality, and you know, he's kind of got like a shady goal going on. He's like not a hero, but he's not a villain. Doing all this stuff.
He's a pretty standard.
What the hell he's doing?
He's a pretty standard anti-hero, which isn't bad. But yeah, he's definitely a bit. I don't know. He's a bit mysterious, and I think that's his best quality. You never quite know what exactly he's up to.
Yeah. I was gonna say something, man.
As far as the villains go,
I was gonna say shit.
Yeah,
as far as the villains go, they're...
We started off...
The only one who has really any kind of... Sorry, you go ahead.
Okay. Well, we started off with Makishima, Agato's quote-unquote father. Adoptive or possessive? I'm not really sure.
Something like that. He's like, oh... He
Foster.
Caused my real father to
Stepfather?
Die.
Eh, like, yeah, close enough.
Something along those lines. He's like, oh, he killed my dad, and then he adopted me, and something. I'm like, how does that work?
I think Agato was given to him to settle a bet, or a debt.
You know what? That wouldn't be the weirdest thing I've ever
heard.
So.
And I was just like, that's weird, but okay. But you know, this guy had clear motivations. And he
had a goal to work towards.
Yep. He failed completely, and then he had another motivation that was vengeance before he was, it exploded all over poor Sho, who had a very bad day that day.
Although he did at least get his vengeance partially, you know, he did actually manage to beat Guyver, so we'll give him that much.
Yep. He got him to take a nap, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was weird, where it's, one of the Guyver's powers that it can regenerate, but it's like, oh, well, there's this one specific thing, it's like a control metal or whatever, and it's like, you remove that, they're just dead, and, you know, they can't come back. But then Guyver 1 gets his ripped out, and then he just comes back anyways, because, okay.
Well, the only time we'd seen it before was with Lisker and his damaged metal. So when...
Yeah, that's true, but also, like, they said, if it gets ripped out, then they're just dead, and they never say anything about being able to regenerate from that. I think there's like, a... an offhanded reference about, it's like, oh, well, there was a little bit of his skin still on there, and that's how he could regenerate.
There was a little bit of flesh or something. Really,
it's really kind of just like an ass pull, almost, I'd say. It really more just for, because Guyver 3, like, lets him die so he can come back in the villain's secret base so they can help him destroy the base. But how did he know he'd be able to regenerate from all of that? Like,
it seems like it's
a... Did he test it on himself?
Yeah, it seems like a fairly poorly informed secret society, organization, cult, whatever they are.
They're all three. They're all. It's all kind of interchangeable anyway.
Yeah, that's why I said all of them, because the bad guys seem to have a little too much dedication, so it's obviously a bit more than just a shady company.
Yeah, I'm sure they go into a little more detail in the manga and other stuff, so you can't really blame it too much there.
Indeed.
But then, you know, then there's, speaking of still the main villains, there's, What was his name? It was like...
Dr.
Guyo...
Oh,
no, the dude in the first half.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It looked like David Lynch with a giant forehead.
Oh my god, that hair was so big.
It was. It had it on his postal code. It's that big. Jesus.
Yeah, it was...
I don't remember his name. Like, the subs kept calling him something different than everything else was saying. That's
Guyo?
Guyo, I think it was pronounced. Yeah, the subs give him some, like, weird, overly literal translation, where it's just like they just copied how it's pronounced, kind of. Which is weird, because everybody else wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, they're Japanese, but there was another guy who was... He's, like, supposed to be American or whatever, but he's got a normal name. But then this guy doesn't, because, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Good old manga entertainment.
Yeah, with his big blonde hair and weird ass eyes.
Yeah, he just kind of exists. He doesn't really do too much. He's just kind of more of the, I'm the generic big bad, blah 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 blah, and kill the Guyver.
Yeah,
doesn't really do anything. Mostly just exists for exposition dumping. He's, again, to say I'm pretty sure there's more to him in the manga or whatever, but. Here he just kind of exists.
Yeah.
The villain in the second part, Dr. Balkus?
Dr. Barkus.
Barkus. He's got more going on. He's a little bit more interesting. He's, you know, he's actually successful because he actually, you know, comes up with plans and he's not just, oh, let's just send another monster out or whatever.
Yeah, that was.
So give the.
That was one point of the second half that I really did enjoy, that we had a consistent villain.
Yeah, not only consistent in that he's, you know, there the entire time, but consistent in that, you know, he's actually able to be, you know, a threat.
Indeed.
But yeah, other than that, there's not a whole lot of recurring characters. There's, you know, Sho, his two friends, Agito, Guyver 3... there's a dude in the second half. I don't remember his name. I just called him City Hunter because he looks like the dude from City Hunter.
He really, really does.
Like, he's got the car and the gun and the jacket and the shirt underneath, the sunglasses and the hair and it. He looks exactly like the dude from City
Hunter. Murakami.
Yeah, that was his name. He's the token I'm a mysterious guy who knows more what I think I more than I'm saying I do kind of character. But he's all right, mostly because of the aforementioned big fucking gun.
Mm-hmm. And that thing blasts away Zoonoids like nothing else. Well, I mean, aside from the Guyver units.
Well, I mean, I don't think he really tried, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, I misunderstood what he meant there, but yeah, I get a point. Yeah, it makes it really obvious that he's got more going on than he really claims to be, and especially when he starts busting out the fucking mind control powers and shit like that. It's like, oh, I know this really ultra-detailed information about the bad guys and the backstory of the Zoonoids and all this shit. And it's like, oh, I'm just a normal reporter, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It's like, yeah, okay, we get it, you're a Zoonoid. Why don't you just drop the act, pal? I get it, everybody else is completely stupid, but you're wasting our time here, buddy. You're wasting our time.
Yeah, they play it up really well in the first episode of the second half, but it's kind of wasted throughout the rest of it, with the exception of in the village.
There's a part in the second half where they go to like a village where everybody there is a Zoonoid and they get attacked, and I'll agree that was a fun moment there, but it's otherwise the whole thing of him being, you know, he's the mysterious new ally thing is wasted because they overly point out the fact that he's mysterious and he's got these weird powers over and over and over again. And
yeah.
To the point where it's like, well, shit, I don't know why you're even bothering with the secret at this point. You're just running around mind-controlling fucking everybody, dude.
Mm.
Again, I'm sure there's some excuse for why he couldn't just, you know, run around and mind-control everybody.
Oh, I think it was that. I think it was that Dr. Barkus was a stronger psychic or something.
Well, no, because then there's the point where he managed to overcome his mind control with his own. There's a vague illusion when he finally reveals his when he finally reveals his Zoonoid form in the last episode, and it's, oh, I'm at my limit of my power, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, I guess he has like a limit there or something or other, I don't know.
Yeah, we never get to find out in the OVAs, because that's pretty much the end of them. But
yeah, like we mentioned, the first half has a nice kind of unique ending where it rounds itself off at the nice bow, where it's like, okay, there's clearly more after this, but you don't need a cliffhanger, you don't need to watch anymore, you can be, you know, content with figuring out, this is the end, that's it, don't need to watch anymore kind of thing. The second on ends up with a more obvious cliffhanger there, too, which kind of hurts it overall.
Yeah, if only because it's clear that they were going to be continuing, but they just did not, they just didn't make enough money, that is.
Yep, that's just how it be sometimes, though.
Yeah, if they had done better, then certainly that would have made the second set better, because then it would have actually gone somewhere, but just because of how
better animation, not nearly as much filler, they could have, you know, actually got a good writer. I mean, the first one had fucking Riku Sanjo on it.
Yeah, he was doing the screenplays, yeah. And
you know, that's why it was so good, I would say, really, is, you know, I mean, obviously not to discount all the directors and everybody else involved, and, you know,
no.
I'd certainly give his benefit there, and, you know, managing to turn the manga into a nice little, you know, wrapped up bow there.
Indeed. And if that name sounds familiar, well, let's see.
You probably know him as his token masterpiece, M.D. Geist, also Kamen Rider Double, but, you know, that's the more relevant one. That's not as funny. Yeah, the guy, Riku Sanjo, he was the head writer for Double. I think was he the head writer of Forza, or was he just one of the, like, the main writers? I don't remember.
Excellent question. Let's get a quick look.
I know he did a decent chunk of episodes, but definitely Double, Drive.
Yeah, Double.
Jor-Uger.
Yeah, Double, Drive, Forza, Cutie Honey the Live. That needs to go on the wheel.
That too.
And
I'm surprised it hasn't already been put on there.
And Satura Garuda Bima X. I think that was the second Bima series.
I have no idea. I've never even heard of it. Yeah, I keep forgetting that he's done a lot of anime and like manga stuff too, like something called Beat the Vandal Slayer. I vaguely remember seeing once a couple other different shows. It's always a surprise to me when I see him in stuff other than Toku, because I always forget that he's got a history of doing more than just, you know, the Karate Bugmans and stuff.
Indeed, and it's great to see where, you know, some of the, well, any of the writers that we see, whether they're better, worse, or positively loopy, have been, and how far they've come over time, and that was a pretty nice little surprise.
Yeah, and I was you know, I really only know, I mean, I saw him in the credits there, but I'm always a fan of just, you know, looking up the cast and, you know, like voice cast and, you know, directors and stuff, see what they've done else, mostly just because I'm obsessed with like connecting individuals to specific characters I recognize and other stuff. It's like, oh, this guy also played this and this and that and that. And yeah, it's always fun. It's always like a fun little guess who kind of game. Like with I did a lot with the voice actors here. So off the top of my head, from what I remember, main character show Gaver 1 was Trunks from DBZ. Gaver 2 was Norio Wakamoto. I forget if either Makishima or Gaver 3 was Bright from Gundam or somebody else. One of them was Bright from Gundam. A couple other ones I don't remember off the top of my head. I think somebody was damn it, I'm forgetting the name. The villain from Mazinger Z, who's like the half man, half woman, Baron Ashura. Yeah, one of the, I think Guyo was the voice actor for them. So it's always fun. It's always fun figuring out stuff like this.
Oh yeah. Definitely. I'm not as familiar with voice actors as some of you guys, but it is totally cool seeing just how people get around.
Yeah, it's always nice too, where it's, you know, you see, oh wow, these guys have way bigger careers than you think, and then it's like, oh, this character was actually this person too. Oh, that's really neat. I'm always a fan of doing that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But otherwise, with the series, I mean, obviously struggling a little bit to talk about it because, you know, I don't have as much of a personal connection with it. I thought it was really neat, and, you know, and that's about it.
No, it was a great time.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun time, definitely worth checking out. I haven't seen the 2000s anime, but I think it's mostly just a remake of some stuff that happened in this, and then continuing on from where it leaves off, I think is what I read somewhere.
I imagine it's just, you know, another shot at telling the story from the manga.
Yeah.
Which is,
speaking of, I don't exactly, again, I haven't read the manga, but I don't know how accurate this is to the manga, so if you're looking for an authentic screen transfer, I'd say probably stick with the 2000s anime. I know that one's pretty accurate. Otherwise, you know, I mean, it's not that this isn't worth watching. This is a very, very fun experience. It's just the second half overall, the second set of the OVAs, it's hard to recommend just because of it being there and it just being such a general decline in quality. It's a hard recommend because there's always that, oh, it's good, but kind of thing.
Yeah. Honestly, if you've never seen anything to do with Gaver and you wanna look at this and get a good experience out of it, The first six episodes are absolutely perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. The first six completely stand alone. You don't need to worry about the second half if you watch them. Absolutely worth a watch. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I haven't read the manga. From what I've heard, it's kind of a bitch to read. Viz didn't really do a very... I don't know if it was necessarily good translation or good just kind of releasing of it. I know the official manga ends like 5 or 6 volumes in on a cliffhanger, and then they never resolved it. And trying to get fan translations nowadays is next to impossible. I think like only like one group is doing it, and from what I've read, it's like they make you have to like buy the actual physical volume before they give you their fan translations or some weird shit like that. I have no idea if that's true. I've read that somewhere. I believe it because there's a lot of really insane people in terms of fan translation groups. So
you must send us a photograph of it on page 4 alongside today's newspaper.
It's like with old PC games where it's like you had to go through the manual and find picture A, B, D, 4, and you know, had to name what color was in this very specific pixel of it, kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, oh my god, I remember this one
game. Just give me the...
On that note, yeah, I remember this one game I had as a kid. I don't remember the game itself, but I remember the copy protection. It was a piece of red paper with black writing on it, so you couldn't photocopy it. And oof. But you could also barely read it. It was wonderful. End of tangent.
Your tangents are much shorter than the rest of us, I'll give you that much.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of shorter, I'm pretty much out of things to say about this. Obviously, you know, struggling to come up with some things to talk about, you know. But,
well, to be fair, we've talked longer than 1/12 of a series. So,
well, that's true.
I think we enjoyed watching this. We enjoyed the first half more. The second half is not as good. There's no other way to put it.
A big asterisk on the second half. There's some caveats. There's some more.
Yeah. I mean,
you get where we're trying to say.
Yeah.
It's not as
good. Second half, you got a different writer and 2 different directors, whereas in the first half you had the same writer and director on everything. So, yeah.
That should tell you enough. When there's more than one director, that's always gonna be a bad sign.
Yeah.
Especially on an animated production.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, it's a fun experience. I'd give it a watch. I would definitely say I'm a fan of this. I'd probably rewatch it again at some point when I've totally forgotten about it.
Mm, definitely.
Obviously, I know if AJ was here, he would go on a long-winded personal tangent about how I grew up with the series and, you know, and stuff like that. I'm sure he's told the story on the podcast before. I don't remember. I'm sure future AJ is probably going to splice it in somewhere here.
And I'm sure the people listening would love to hear it.
Yes. But otherwise, yeah, I've got nothing more to say.
Nah, it's pretty much the same for me. Give the first half a go. You won't regret it.
The second half, you might regret. But, well, if you haven't gotten that point already, then I don't know what the hell you've been watching. Or even listening to, rather.
Very true. So, with that, I think that makes it about time for us to sign off for this week.
Yeah, we'll make this a short one. I'm obviously struggling to come up with more things to say. Insert the promotions and stuff here, the follow the Podbean, the YouTube if we still use it, if you like the video, the thing. I don't know. I always kind of zone out when AJ goes through these.
That's fair. It's usually pretty late.
If you liked the podcast, subscribe to the podcast box. It's on blueapron.net.com.
I think we broke...
What?
I think we broke Jay, guys. I think we're gonna have to cut it.
Yeah. Obviously, since AJ is not here, we're not gonna be doing the wheel. But thankfully, we have future AJ here. So, future AJ, take it off.
Oh God, no! Keep it on.
Oh God, no! No, not that. Not anything. Not that show. I don't want to watch that one. All right. And I think that's everything, then.
Indeed. So, I guess, since you did the intro, I'll take the outro here. So this has been AJ, who's not here, but who's going to maybe put in something here?
Probably. I don't know. Future AJ, you tell us.
And then here we have the incomparable Jay.
Absolutely.
And I'm Nemeth. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Or not, because this is an audio podcast. And it only goes one way.
That's right. That's true. That's also true.
Mm.
How would we see them anyways? It's pre-recorded anyways. We couldn't see them. What are we wizards? I don't know, man.